You're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to If Music Could Talk here, and I'm DJ Carlito, your host. Today we'll be featuring a special exclusive interview with Ladybug Mecca of the Diggable Planets, who has a new album out called Trip the Light Fantastic on New Paradigm Records. And I'll be playing all kinds of other stuff throughout the 2 hours that I'll be here with you on 97.3. So thanks for tuning in. We'll start out with Brazilian singer Elza Soares from her new release. The new release is called Vivo Feliz, and the song is called Tutac.
Que bate no às vezes no ouvido, chacoalhando a cabeça liquidificada. Orgânica elétrica, orgânica elétrica.
I'm going to let you know that the Richmond Peace Education Center sponsors a public forum on the impact of the U.S. war in Iraq on human rights and democracy. Iraq Untold Stories is scheduled for Monday, March 27th at 7 p.m. in the Founders Room on the second floor of the Siegel Center at Virginia Commonwealth University. The program is free and open to the public. For more information, contact the Richmond Peace Education Center at 804-232-1002. We'll be right back.
noite que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é sambar. Este samba que é misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mas que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. E no final.
All right, so as I mentioned before, this week we have a special interview with Ladybug Mecca of the Grammy Award-winning group Diggable Planets, and she's on her own now. Quite an impressive project, Trip the Light Fantastic on New Paradigm Records, and I'll be playing some more songs out of that throughout the night. So big up, big shout out to Ladybug and co-produce, who helped co-produce the record. And let's get it rolling here. Let's play this interview here with Ladybug Mecca on If Music Could Talk.
Someone is waiting to speak with you. For more information, press 1. Call from
Ladybug.
To accept this call, press 1. Now connecting.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I should say, first off, thank you for making the time for this interview, Ladybug. Welcome to WRIR and Richmond Indie Radio. I guess you're pretty busy these days. It looks like you're heading off to Hawaii.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then to Florida, California, and Barcelona after that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I like to travel.
Most of the audience will recall the name Ladybug Mecca as one of three MCs in the legendary hip-hop group Diggable Planets, the other two members being Doodlebug and Butterfly.
Planet Venus for a Brooklyn stroll. Jazzy fly naps, hands clap to a roll. Please fumble, falling down, wind blowing round. Dig the layer change, the funkifying sound. Mecca, the ladybug, changing light seasons. Moods I be seeing, changes life's reasons. On to express the ways that I can flex her. Swoon, you neglow as I
go, but a flow, I take a chance. Go against the norm, but then you still make advance. To my lady form, okay, shall I smack a ghetto punk with the line?
But Mecca.
Okay, slap a metal punk with a fine. I slip this only to the ones who lack respect. The rest just get your ticket pronto and jet. But please,
do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel. What you feel.
If it's real.
Check out the funk brown bass, my man. This beat, the medium used by Dick Plans. Hit the cosmics like a funkin' knot. Leave the ladybugs with forget funk knots. Black sunflowers bloom, be a tune. If the sound from the digs, it'll zoom up your room. Bugs block spots where hip hop be your norm. If Capri is the kid, the floor's getting stormed with the bass in your face.
What?
Space is the place. Bugs take a stand, goddamn, it's a jam.
Sure.
See, no. No one civilized just popping out the dive and the jazz wasn't rushed. Can you dig it? My mellow is that cool cat sound.
Dude, about Japrine told me that the G be getting down.
Mandatory, so you got to demand it. And if they cannot help, he's a ticket to the planet. So
do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real,
man, I lose that in the mad degrees with my crew and shit. Need it, cool breeze, can you dig it? I'm with it.
But now you know.
I know the wig gets a braid out, it's fatter else we be out. Cop the rat bats from these cats out on Bleecker. Okay. Rejuvenate the plates for my peoples and they speakers. Bleacher, rap, make it need a crutch. Uh-huh. Planets wouldn't allow themselves to roll like such.
Okay.
Expressions, sighting, scripting, talk. Fighting status quo is being an artist in New York.
Okay.
Tongues be often forked, flows be often caught. If they call it fad, we just ignore it like it's pork.
Okay.
Planets got them thoughts, blooming flowers in the dents.
Yeah.
They said the grass was greener, so we snuck and hopped the fence.
Okay.
Landed in a meadow, glimpsed and saw a shadow.
Okay.
Of brothers with guitars, common sense and puffy afros.
Yeah.
Nux was getting raised, past was getting blazed. Feds was cracking domes, but these cats, they wasn't phased. In tight grips, yet the lips was talking fun. Rhythms and the struggle kind of bundled into one. True funk cannot disguise, because the streets have eyes. Who's gonna revive? Well, a psychedelic vibe. Did it like a dick planet. Got to get a good kick it. Suggest you get your ticket in.
Do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel.
If it's real.
After taking a few years off, how did it feel to be back in the studio?
Well, I wasn't really away from the studio. I didn't release anything because of, you know, certain circumstances, but I was still working on music, you know, even though you didn't know.
So some of those first few collaborations sort of just, you put them aside because things didn't work out right, or?
It wasn't really my choice, but, you know, it's just,
I read some about one of the labels you were on, you had to take some time off.
Yeah, well, the label kind of folded, you know. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're working up in a studio in Harlem, that's where you recorded Trip to Light, Fantastic? I don't know.
Yeah, I recorded it in New York.
Yeah.
Mostly in Harlem and downtown, yeah.
Okay. And it's co-produced? And there's a lot there, so I think your listeners, your fans, will have a lot to work with there.
With this album, it was important for me to just have, you know, creative freedom, because in my previous experience, in my past solo deal, it wasn't a good experience. You know, I was met with a lot of resistance and. Men just trying to create an image for me and not really getting into me and who I am and what I'm trying to say and what it is, you know, the sound that I'm going for. So,
yeah.
Once I was able to get that out of my life, I just decided to start my own label, get distribution, and work with, you know, the people that I wanted to work with and, you know, make this album kind of similar to where I feel the future of music is going to be. I tried to think 10 and 15 years kind of down the road.
Uh-huh.
I have an iPod and my iPod has all different kinds of music in it because I'm a fan of music, period.
Right,
so,
right.
You know.
Music from everywhere.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Sorts of music and everyone.
Well, that's kind of kind of what guided me when I made this album and what I was going for, you know?
Yeah.
Different emotions, different soundscapes and subject matter and, you know, different colors.
Ladybug Mecca here. On the music and talk.
She'd rather play with hummingbirds and bees. She lives on the street from the ocean. Starfish and seaweed and potions. Disenchanted with hands of time. She walks alone, but she says she'll never cry. She says that the game's an illusion, living in twisted confusion, and she's leaving them all behind. Tropicality and carioca breezes dance inside the here and now, cause it's mine. Mango trees, a salty beach, reading flowers, sounds so divine. She's gone on a voyage, on a journey, giving into all the yearning and relieving her slave made mind.
But a purple beach and a little breeze dance inside the here and now, cause it's mine. Found my trees, a sweet young beach, Angola, a sound so divine.
She wants to roam, but you know she's not alone. She knows that reality's losing, government simply abusing, and she's leaving it all behind.
Stand between her feet.
I was doing some research on Trip the Light, Fantastic the Phrase, and it comes up in a John Milton poem, L'Allegro, and turns out it means to dance. And it also happens to be directed towards the goddess of mirth, which seems appropriate for you since you're bringing all sorts of positivity to your fans here. But was there any other sort of reason behind the choice of this title?
Well, I was reading a book, and I came across the phrase, and from there, it just really hit me, you know, and I thought, well, what does that mean to me? Why do I feel this way when I say it and when I read it and look at it? And I kind of just took the phrase and just dug into that, and, you know, my life, as everyone else's life, is a really interesting journey, and I felt like this album, the process of making it, my experiences before, you know, actually having the opportunity to make it, was this fantastic light that is me, and my experiences. So I wanted, you know, the listener to kind of just get on this trip with me through this fantastic light. You know, so
yeah,
that's my definition, I guess, for it. That's why I chose it to be the title.
That's cool.
I'm always on my job, straight creeping through the fog, ducking jelly little men that chip their teeth and wonder
when sweet and polite.
Is gonna fall. Ha, never too clever, still they at my beck and call, snap my fingers, beg and crawl. Boom, rip up to the block, up top, chop it up, yeah. You know it's Ladybug Mac, you simulated, yeah.
Do you get a kid? Put in work, fam. Love,
she's so sweet and polite. Proceeding on the glide.
A rebel on the outskirts. Clever, make
she's
it hurt.
So sweet and polite. Proceeding on the glide.
Tricky like I'm doing dirt.
Cute, clever, make
she's
it hurt.
So sweet and polite.
Proceeding on the glide.
A rebel on the outskirts. Cute, clever, make it
so
hurt.
So sweet and polite. Proceeding on the glide.
Tricky like she doing dirt.
Cute, clever, make it hurt.
Throw it straight shot up the landing on the light. Knowing I'm indigenous, natural, walking light. Cops high behind the gun, kids shot the same night. Oh, ish, that's what's up. We prepared to head
it
off.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
A rebel on the outskirts, cute, clever,
she's
make it
so
hurt.
Sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
Tricky like I'm doing dirt, cute, clever, make it hurt. Boys, because I dazed you, then relay the messages. Mecca is repping those residents of nowhere. Real talk, true, reside within my molecule. Down from Sleepy Hollow views. And in around the sticks with the coyotes and ticks. Fall into my velocity and do a couple ohms and open up to something clear. Momentum, I gain to make you feel it. Can you be it? Do you
she's
feel it?
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
A rebel on the outskirts, cute, clever,
she's
make it hurt.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
Tricky like I'm doing dirt,
cute, clever, make
she's
it hurt.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide. A rebel on the outskirts, cute, clever, make it hurt.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
Tricky like she doing dirt, cute, clever, make it hurt. Throw it straight shot up the landing on the light. Knowing I'm indigenous, natural, walking light. Cops high behind the gun, kids shot the same night. Oh, ish, that's what's up. We prepared to head it off.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
A rebel on the outskirts, cute, clever,
she's
make it hurt.
So sweet and polite, proceeding on the glide.
Wanna get
alive. Doodua, don't mind me, I'm just learning. Doodua, doodua, do what you do best, do what you do. Doodua, doodua, don't mind me, I'm just learning. Doodua, doodua, do what you do, do what you do.
I also wanted to ask you, growing up, what sort of trips or pilgrimages you made to find your voice and direction? I noticed that you moved to New York right out of high school, and was that one of them that sort of brought you into your own self?
Yeah, definitely, because since I was a little girl, I always had this attraction to New York, the energy of New York. Mm-hmm. Just by, you know, watching television and getting into music and listening to music from New York.
Yeah.
And as a young child, you know, I asked my mother, well, why don't we live in New York? She was scared of New York in a way, you know, she was misinformed through television and stuff and felt like it was this incredibly dangerous place. Like, you just can't walk down the street without getting mugged and no matter where you are. So that just meant, you know, I just didn't buy into it. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I didn't have any proof. I didn't have anything. I just felt like it was this place, you know, that I needed to go.
You were young,
you know,
and bold,
it is like
too.
A pilgrimage.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said you were young and bold at the time, as you are still, of course, but you want to find out for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, because she came to this country by herself when she was, you know, in her late teens.
Oh, wow.
You know, completely by herself.
From where? Which part?
Rio,
okay.
And then as a young child, because, you know, we were poor and couldn't, you know, we didn't own a home or anything, and we just lived in apartments, you know, we moved a lot. Mm. And it was fine with me because I love to travel, and I didn't have a problem with it. I wanted to keep moving. I never liked staying in the same place. I like to experience. I think from a young age, I just wanted to experience it all.
Yeah.
You know? I just kept traveling, and I still do. Like, I don't stay in one place for, like, more than 2 years,
uh-huh.
You know?
Where did you first live in New York? I mean, just kind of.
Well, actually,
out of curiosity.
When I came to the New York area, I went from literally, like, the day after I graduated, I moved to Philly just for a month on my way up.
Uh-huh.
You know, had some friends there I wanted to kick it with,
right.
And then I moved up to Jersey City, and I lived in a house with all these musicians and singers. It was like we were all sleeping all over the place. And then from there, we got evicted. We got evicted, but in the meantime, we managed to get another apartment in Long Island City.
Right.
But right then, like, I had finished the album and...
The first album.
Yeah, the first album. And then I had to put my stuff in storage.
Uh-huh.
You know, and travel a little bit. And then I came back and I moved to South Ozone Park, Queens.
Right.
And I shared an apartment with two other sisters. But I was never, ever, ever there because I was traveling so much. And then, you know, I came back. But actually, in the meantime, you know, I left out a couple places. After, oh, God. I also lived in the Bronx for a minute with this lady who ended up being like a real bad drug addict and with all my stuff.
So I had to like, music could talk. This is Ladybug Mecca.
Work one day with all my stuff. So I ran into a friend on the train, like that was from D.C.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "You can stay with me, you know."
Yeah.
So
follow your instinct.
Yeah, I was like, "Damn, you know, this she's crazy." So like, I'm during the day, I you know, I moved in, you know, with my friend, and I remember it's funny because I remember I had just received my cassette single for Rebirth of Slick. It was all packaged and everything. I hadn't opened it. I wasn't going to open it. And he went through my
stuff.
And he was a real bad hater, you know, because he was trying to hit on me and I wasn't feeling it. I was just focused on my music. And
right.
He was, you know, I remember he opened it up while I was gone and played it and was like, "That stuff is just whack," you know.
Man.
And I was like, "Man," you know. And then I ended up moving from there. And I've been all over the place in New York, really.
But yeah. You mentioned Myrtle Avenue like a few times on Blowout Comb, and just the idea of being on the block with people in Brooklyn especially.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah,
of course.
I eventually, like after the first album, moved to Brooklyn, and I was settled there for a little over a year.
Yeah, and Brooklyn is a really special place for, you know, being surrounded by a lot of different cultures. I mean, New York in general, but Brooklyn especially, you know, Bed-Stuy, Crown Heights, that must inspire your music too.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn, I mean, that's why we all ended up settling in Brooklyn, you know, after we finished touring for Regent.
Right.
Settled in, we lived walking distance of each other, and, you know, it was just, Brooklyn was so warm, and there was a lot more grass than Manhattan.
Prospect
and
Park.
Any of the other areas that I had lived in, because I was near Fort Greene, and I was in Fort Greene.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, it was just a real, it felt like a real community there.
Yeah.
You know, Manhattan is like everyone for yourself.
That's right.
You know, no one talks, no one says hi. You know, in Brooklyn, you can really like make friends and establish yourself in the community, and you want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it encourages.
And people look out for you there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter where you're from, because you're in Brooklyn.
We rock before. We rock before. Crooklyn every day. Block party.
Corner store. The downtown. The projects. Barber shops. My click is so tight. The mixtape. Yeah, forever.
Yo, one for the trouble, two for the time, three for the rumble, four for the rhyme. Do that crookies, it's down all the time. One, two,
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, big borough with team, but everything in Brooklyn ain't always what it seems. You might get hurt if you come from out of town, but I'm down by
Lord, that's word. Fantastic.
Showstopping MC.
You hear the streets and move by glass and who's popping.
When you get down, come around, check the super rhyme.
We don't drop down. Well, this is 718 and everything is straight.
You're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR.
Well, I mean, I speak Portuguese and English, and, you know, because of Portuguese, I can speak Spanish, too.
Yeah, okay.
Not a lot, not very well, but I can talk to someone.
Yeah, well, I noticed on your album you're singing some lyric rapping a little bit, singing in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's a beautiful language for music, and... you know, I think being multilingual, it's you know, it helps you to know different metaphors, different languages. It's a key to survival in this world.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in the song "Remember When," there's one line with the guitar break. I don't want to put you on the spot. Maybe I should just go take Portuguese lessons. But is there any way you could translate that one part?
Yeah. Well, I say, "Nossa mãe, não vou parar de rolar. Jifuji, Ifigi, Kumuhiu. It's like our love is not never going to stop. It's going to keep going like a river, you know.
Wow.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, that's like almost like a prayer somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Because that song is like, that's one of the first songs I wrote for Trip to Life Fantastic.
Really?
And it was real, like, I was in this real interesting place in my life. And I was in a place where every little teeny tiny accomplishment just mattered so much to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a mother of two young, very young children at the time, you know, just trying to stay afloat, you know, and trying to navigate through this world. And I had, you know, I met someone that, you know, was real super special to me. And, you know, it's someone that I just really connected with on a, I guess you could say a spiritual place or a metaphysical place. But so that's kind of, that was the inspiration for that song. It's like, I felt like we connected in a way that I've never connected before, you know?
Yeah.
That, some, you know, that this person just cared about me, you know, equally to how, you know, your parents care about you, really, really, truly, deeply, unconditionally care about you. So,
yeah.
That's why that song came about.
Those relationships, even if they don't continue indefinitely into the future forever, they stay with you forever somehow.
Oh, yeah, and it helps, it kind of, it just gives you these boundaries and guidelines, you know, for
what you're looking for in the future
everything.
Yeah. Brings a new level of meaning.
Wanna make you mine, protect you. This is divine, I respect you. I've been through a lot, some call them trials. I called on my highest, por l'amor de Deus. My love's not for sale, or to be abused. I was used to it, yeah, I now know my power. Now you devour, a mech wanna see my flower. She give birth to kings, can't get you and get you to do anything she pleases. Let me not tease you. This is divine, I respect you. Wanna make you mine, protect you. This is divine, I respect you. Remember when I touched your soul, I know that I was out of control. Are you broken? I'm where are you from? Not from here. Remember when I touched your soul, I know that I was out of control. Are you broken? Where are you from? Not from here. Sua não vou parar de rolar, de fugir e seguir com o rio. O nosso amor não vou parar de rolar. Meu nome vem e eu vi. A butterfly love like calling Shanti, full of memories. Fade to a dream, real so it seems. Sacrifice for the life that's born. Humility adorned, the position of myself. Submission in the truth, in a tight life form. Balance me in the eyes I see. No more, meu anjo, te adoro, te amo. Portuguese from the land of the island complexion. Kissed by the sun, and she's still number one. No matter who or where I come, okay. Remember when I touched your soul, I know that I was out of control. Are you broken? Where are you from? Not from here. Remember when I touched your soul, I know that I was out of control. Are you broken? Where are you from? Not from here. Remember when I touched your soul, I know that I was out of control. Are you broken? Where are you from? Not from here. Remember when I touched your soul.
Listening to a song called Remember When from Ladybug Mecca's new album, or newish album, Trip to Light Fantastic on New Paradigm Records. It's www.ladybugmecca.com. And so we're speaking with Ladybug Mecca, and we got a little more here from her, and then the second hour on WRAR here 97.3. Be sure to keep it locked on If Music Could Talk. Thanks for tuning in.
That's a song it's pretty honest and pretty shameless. Mm-hmm. And music is purifying too, of course. There's a lot in this album, and it's very personal, obviously.
Yeah.
In your song Center of Nowhere, you said leave the burden behind you. So was there a time when there were worries and pressures that had a hold of you that you were working through, and what was the turning point, sort of, where you felt that your wings had been nurtured enough, as the song says, so you knew that the baby queen was okay, like you say? I mean, was there a certain time where you felt ready and...
Yeah, well, that particular line, I say, the baby queen is okay, Baba, I forgave you that day. It's like a message to my father in the ether, because we, you know, went through a lot when I was growing up.
Here's Center of Nowhere.
Have you ever known a strong connection to the sun, like the sense of home, or am I the only one? I'm waiting for the day just go, spread the love like grace, and they can feed the earth with me. Have you ever been among the deep river within, like a sense of home, or could it be I'm the only one? Hey,
all you got to do is tell yourself to leave the burden behind you, cause maybe it's like a tenor when you run around, it always finds you.
Living at the center of nowhere, nurturing your wings, knowing change will come.
Stay as sweet.
as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't. All the charm you possess, your loveliness, darling,
you got to tell you something, leave the burden behind you. Cause pain is like a tail, and when you run around, it always finds you.
Living at the center of nowhere, nurturing your wings, knowing change will come.
Generation Brazilian American, how did you keep in touch with Brazilian culture growing up in America?
Well, you know, my parents, they had us, and they didn't really know much English themselves, so our first language was Portuguese.
Right.
And then when, you know, I entered into preschool, you know, I started learning more English. But my home period, as soon as you walked in, it was like being in Brazil. I mean, the, you know, from the records to the food to the decor to, you know, when you walk in the door, you get greeted like you're in Brazil with two kisses on the side, you know.
Uh-huh.
The free-thinking, free-spirited, open, you know, type of vibe, very, like a Brazilian woman is very nurturing, very, you know, take charge of the family. You know, make sure everything is cool and everyone's happy, and all my friends, you know, like my friends could come over and always get a meal and always have a place to stay if they needed it because they were having issues with home and,
uh-huh.
You know.